You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. One of the most likely group of children to be on the receiving end of bullying is the child on the autism spectrum. Just think for a moment of the emotional impact of that photo of Travis Rudolph, the Florida State football star, sitting and having lunch during a school visit with a sixth grader named Bo, a child who has autism, after Travis noticed Bo sitting all by himself. My next guest understands what that's like. Ron Sanderson of Rochester Hills has Asperger's syndrome. Ron has written a book for parents of children on the spectrum. It's called A Parent's Guide to Autism, Practical Advice, Biblical Wisdom. Ron Sanderson, welcome to Stateside.
Oh, thanks so much, and thanks for having me on your show.
Before we get into your book, Ron, tell us your story. I know you were a toddler in the late 1970s, and certainly our knowledge of autism has come a long, long way since then. When did your parents begin to notice that there was something different about you?
My development began normal, and then at 18 months, I lost my ability to learn words I had previously learned. At 9 months, I could say, Mommy, and I went at 18 months to only say, Mom. And I lost the ability to have all eye contact and to respond to my mom's voice. And right then, she knew that something was wrong. Having two sons who weren't on the autism spectrum and without disabilities, she knew that I was totally different than those two sons.
And what I understand, doctors didn't think you would read beyond maybe the seventh grade? You wouldn't really have a future?
Yeah, the doctors told my parents I'd never read beyond the seventh grade level, I'd never attend college, I'd never excel in sports, and I wouldn't have meaningful relationships. I graduated college, undergrad, with two bachelor's degrees in psychology and theology with a 3.9 grade point average. I got my master's of divinity with a perfect 4.0 grade point average. I'm married now going on 4 years, December 7th. I got married on the anniversary of Pearl Harbor, and I like to joke that having autism, I came in like a kamikaze in the family. And I also have a brand-new baby daughter who was born March 20th at 3:13 a.m., Michaela Marie. And I received full ride to college my first year for track and cross-country. So my mom, using her techniques, was able to prove the experts wrong. She went from being an art teacher to being a Ron teacher, and that became her full-time job.
And here you are now. You've written this book, A Parent's Guide to Autism, Practical Advice, Biblical Wisdom, after confounding every prediction that your doctors made when you were a kid. What inspired you to write this book, Ron?
What inspired me to write the book is to share what parents can versus can't. My mom was always told what I can't do instead of what I can do. Temple Grandin, in the foremost expert in autism, says focus on what the child can do rather than what they can't do. And that's what my mom did.
Now, you've interviewed parents of kids with autism and experts in the field for your book. What are some of the common themes, Ron, that you heard from them?
One of the common themes I've heard from parents with autism is the lack of understanding of autism and the lack of opportunities. One of the main ones I think of is Clay Marzo, who's a professional surfer. He got a six-digit contract with a major surfing company, and when he met the CEO, he did not look him in the eye, did not shake his hands, and the first person to lose their contract was Clay because they thought he was uninterested. There's a young adult from New York, Mikey Branning, who I interviewed, him and his mom, and he's the fastest runner mile in the United States for his age at 19. He can run the mile in 3 minutes and 57 seconds. And the NCAA won't let him run Division I because he doesn't have high enough grades. And what people need to realize with autism is that with autism, you put all your eggs in one basket. So if your gift is running, in the running is your communication. In the running is your ability to develop social skills. And that for a Division I NCAA to tell him that he cannot compete takes away the very opportunities to develop those gifts. And my message is inclusion. If there's a disability, learn about the disability and accommodate for the disability, but allow people to use the amazing gifts that they've been given and don't hold them back because of rules or regulations that you maybe had in the past.
You know, talking about bullying, Ron Sanderson, you went through it. You endured it, especially in elementary and grade school. You have that insider's perspective. So what can you tell teachers and school administrators? What can they do to end bullying in classrooms and corridors and lunchrooms and online?
One of the things I think that's key to ending bullying is for people to have an awareness of what disabilities are. every person, if they live long enough, will have a disability. I like to say if you get into your 90s, you're probably going to need glasses, so you have a disability in seeing. If you get even older, you may lose your ability to hear. So let people know that disabilities are part of life. And also let them know that how hard it is for kids with autism when they experience bullying. What I say is most people are like bottled water. They get shaken up, not much is happening. I'm more like Mountain Dew. I'm carbonated, different, and I'm caffeinated. When I get shaken up, watch out, you're going to do the do. And what bullies, number one thing they look for is response. That's why kids with autism are the number one bullied, because we give them the best response because of our social issues and because of our issues with sight, sound, and touch.
Ron, what do you say to parents of children with autism as far as things they can do to help their kids get past the bullies and others who marginalize them? I guess by boosting self-esteem, for one thing, right?
Yeah, self-esteem is key, and I think the other one is if you're going into an area where you know there's a high chance that you could be mugged, what would you do? You'd probably wear a bulletproof vest. I also tell people to bully-proof their kid, and one of the number one ways you can help your child not be bullied, who's being bullied, is find a mentor for them from the school, a kid who's one grade ahead of them, who is with them in the lunchroom, as you mentioned earlier, with the kid who had the football player sitting next to him. No one's going to mess with a football player. So if you have a kid who's a little bit bigger who sits next to your kid with autism or disabilities, it will help protect them from being bullied. And that's one of the things my parents used to keep me from getting bullied when I got in the eighth grade after being bullied in sixth grade, is that the church had young adults in their youth group who went to school with me, and the older kids would sit by me, and it made me less of a target for bullying with having friends who were older than me.
And I'm sure you're challenging all teachers and, you know, lunchroom aides and playground aides and bus drivers and school administrators to step in and do something if they see this happen.
Yeah, they need to step in for sure and make sure that kids aren't being picked on. And even if it looks like the kid with autism is picking on them, usually they're just responding. And a lot of times kids with autism respond slower, so by the time they're responding, it may look like they initiated it, even though they didn't, which teachers and aides need to be aware of.
Ron, your website puts it out there that this is the first Christian book written by an author with Asperger's syndrome. How has your faith played a role, not only in writing your book, but in all of your accomplishments and, you know, taking Asperger's syndrome and succeeding?
I think the number way my faith has helped me succeed is it's made me look to a better tomorrow and also have faith that there's better things out there. I like to share, too, that I'd never be where I am today if it wasn't for my faith in God.
What do you hope parents of children with autism will take away from your book, Ron?
I hope they'll take away that with love and nurture and therapy, anything is possible. Never put limits on a child. No matter how slow they may seem at the time, you give them time, they'll come around. There's an old saying, by perseverance, the snail made on the ark. And I like to joke, because your kid could be as slow as a snail, but if you keep persevering, in the end, he'll make it to his goal.
Ron Sanderson's book is A Parent's Guide to Autism, Practical Advice, Biblical Wisdom. You can learn more by going to SpectrumInclusion.com. That's SpectrumInclusion.com. Ron, thank you so much for speaking with us on Stateside.
Oh, thanks so much for having me on Stateside.